Thank you very much, Mike. It's 8:13. If you're flying somewhere this holiday season, hopefully you and your luggage arrive at your destination without a hitch. Not like what happened to a BC man. Air Canada lost his luggage and it was never returned to him for his entire stay in Florida. And agents never told him he could be compensated up to $2,100 for reasonable necessities. It's a federal law. And an air passenger rights advocate says Air Canada is violating that law. We heard more from Erica Johnson of Go Public.
Good morning, Wei.
I think many people have a story like this, but what happened to this poor guy traveling to Florida?
So true. Scott Bissell had planned a family vacation in July. So he flew from Kelowna, BC, but his bag didn't make a connection. And when he arrived in Orlando, Florida, he had that sinking feeling. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Wei. You know, all the bags come out on the carousel. You're standing there looking for yours. That's what happened to him. And of course, his never came out. So he goes to the baggage claim counter. He fills out a form and he asks the agent if he can pick up a few things that he needs.
I actually asked her, is there any sort of compensation that she could give me while I wait for my bag? And she said, no, there's nothing we can do at this time. There was no discussion about what's going to happen if the bag continues to be missing. It was just a full-on no, you have to wait for the process to unfold.
And Wei, he says that was a problem for him because he's standing there in Orlando, Florida, wearing a sweater and jeans, and it is hot, and he has nothing to change into.
Yeah, because that was cold where he was coming from. Okay,
right.
So what does he end up doing then?
Well, he says that he kept hoping that his bag would show up, so every morning he would take time to buy a few essentials.
So every day I would take a couple hours out of the morning and go get new clothing and get new stuff that I needed to wear for that particular day. From there, I would get onto the phone and call the toll-free number and go through the whole process every time. It was very frustrating because the times that I would need to get in touch with them or the times that they would eventually call me back were times when I was on a boat trying to do dolphin watching and I'm sitting inside on the phone talking to somebody about my lost baggage.
And in fact, Wei, he says the dolphin showed up while he was on the phone with an Air Canada agent and he missed them.
Oh, no. Boy. Okay. So what about, you know, this law that says people can claim compensation?
Yeah, it's part of what's called the Montreal Convention. It's an international treaty that Canada signed back in 2003. And it says if someone's luggage is delayed or lost, they can make reasonable claims for compensation, provided they have receipts for up to $2,100 on an international flight. Now, it's not a guaranteed $2,100. It depends on the circumstances. So let's say you're the best man at a wedding, for instance, and you need to rent a suit or buy one. You could file a claim for that and so on. But Scott Bissell says at first an agent said that he couldn't claim anything. And then on day three, an agent happened to mention that he could claim $300 US, which is an arbitrary figure. It's far below that $2,100 amount. We spoke to Gabor Lukacs, who's an air passenger rights advocate, and he says Air Canada has a history of giving passengers misinformation. Agents saying there's no compensation available or you can have $100 in compensation, incorrect amounts, according to Lukacs.
By lying to passengers, the airline has nothing to reimburse or very little to reimburse because passengers are afraid to spend money.
Lukacs has filed a complaint with the airline regulator, the Canadian Transportation Agency, and the complaint refers to letters that Air Canada has sent to passengers telling them they're entitled to compensation far below the limit of $2,100 and saying Air Canada is reimbursing people's costs as a gesture of goodwill, when Lukacs says there's really no goodwill involved. Paying for reasonable, necessary items is the law, and it's against the law to mislead passengers.
Air Canada keeps doing this because it faces no consequences. How is it possible that a large corporation like Air Canada gets away with repeatedly, blatantly, flagrantly disregarding the law and yet facing no consequences?
So, Erica, what does Air Canada say about all this?
Well, we asked them for an interview, Wei. Instead, Air Canada sent us a statement saying, we approve reasonable interim expenses. The limits of liability are clearly set out in the itinerary receipt each customer receives, and the information is on our website.
And so is that information on the website?
Well, it is, but it requires some searching to find it. And then when you do click on the correct link, it talks about a liability limit and something called special drawing rate, which is an international type of money. It only quotes compensation amounts in euros and U.S. dollars, so you might not think it applies to Canadians. Air Canada also told us that it handles about 115,000 bags a day, and the vast majority of those bags arrive with the customer. A spokesperson declined to tell us why an agent told Scott Bissell he couldn't be reimbursed for interim supplies, and then was later told he could only claim up to $300 U.S.
Yeah, so he got told different things. And I understand that GoPublic decided to, you know, test what agents say to passengers. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that's right. We recently called Air Canada's Central Baggage Office call center ourselves, and we asked about compensation for lost luggage on an international trip. Three different Air Canada agents told us we could claim up to $150 U.S. on day one and then another $50 U.S. on day two. So I'm not sure where that figure came from. We asked Air Canada why we were told that was the limit, and the airline didn't respond to that question.
So what is the solution, Erica?
Well, first of all, passengers need to know their rights. The Montreal Convention that allows up to $2,100 compensation for reasonable expenses, it's not widely known. Secondly, the airline regulator, the Canadian Transportation Agency, says it wants to hear from people who have complaints about lost or delayed luggage. You can go to their website to file a complaint. We also spoke to an airline industry consultant, John Bardawil. He's a customer service expert in Toronto, and he says airlines put a lot of focus on getting us safely from point A to point B, which, of course, is crucial. But he also says once you arrive on the ground, that's not the end of your traveling experience, and that airlines need to invest more in technology. So if your luggage is lost or delayed, it can be more easily traced.
If you think about how you get updates on your flight schedule and time in which your flight is supposed to take off and which gate, they don't do that for luggage. They don't communicate proactively with the customer. They don't help the customer through the process. It's really up to the customer.
Now, a few tips. If you're traveling this holiday season, take a picture of your luggage before you take off so it can be sent to the baggage claim folks or easily described if you need to do that. Make your luggage look unique, such as adding a ribbon so it stands out. Attach an identity tag with your name and number. A lot of people don't do that. You can buy a tag with a flap that covers up your personal info if you don't want people standing around the carousel to see it. Of course, don't pack items that can't be replaced, like valuables and medications. And if all goes wrong and the airline's not helping you get your bag back, take to social media, because Wei, airlines do not like the bad publicity and they tend to react.
Nothing like naming and shaming. Erica, thank you very much for this.
Good to talk to you, Wei.
Happy traveling.
You as well. Hang on to that bag. Carry on only, maybe.
That is CBC reporter Erica Johnson. It is 8:23 on Ontario Morning.